The gospel for this Sunday will be heard from the book of John, chapter 8. Let us rise to listen. And early in the morning, he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them.
Kesken kaiken toivat
and the scribes
ja fariseukset
and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery.
He asettivat hänet Jeesuksen eteen ja sanoivat,
and when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. This is the Holy Gospel.
Joskus elämässä saattaa tulla sellaisia yllättäviä.
Sometimes in life there may come surprising situations or moments. It's not a long time since with some work friends we were discussing
yllättäviä tilanteita on saattanut itse kullakin olla,
or what type of surprising situations may have arisen in our own work and service, when something surprising has suddenly happened. When we were having this discussion, I remembered how in a church I was holding a worship service, and in the middle of the sermon, the fire alarms began to sound. There was no way to prepare in expectation of this. But thankfully, it was a false alarm on that occasion, and we were able to continue the service.
Aika yllättävä oli se tilanteen muuttuminen siellä Jerusalemin temppelissäkin.
It was quite a surprising situation in the temple in Jerusalem also.
Koko edellisen viikon,
could say that morning services were being held. The previous week, there was celebration of the tabernacle. Many had come from far, from a wide area, similar to how many have gathered at these summer services from near and far. This celebration lasted about a week, and the Bible tells us that Jesus arrived at this celebration about halfway through and began to teach.
Oli ihmisiä, jotka aidosti halusivat kuulla Jeesuksen opetusta.
There were people who sincerely wanted to hear the teachings of Jesus and his sermons. There were those who longed to hear the word of life.
Tuo sana löysi sopivan kasvualustan ja paikan.
Those for who the word of God found a good place to grow in the hearts of these people. There were people that wanted to believe and find peace in God's mercy and forgiveness. Of course, also there were also those who had completely different thoughts. For example, the scribes and the chief priests sent men to arrest Jesus or
ja toteamaan, että emme ole koskaan kuulleet aikaisemmin
to contain him, but
toisen ihmisen tuolla tavalla those, julistavan ja opetettavan.
Those men returned and reported that they had never heard someone speak like this before. Jesus' teachings touched these men also, who were supposed to arrest him.
Juhlan päätöspäivänä.
At the end of this celebration, on the final day, Jesus preached in a very special way and reminded that everyone can partake in the living water to receive God's grace and love onto your own heart. This is faith, the living faith that brings to the owner and gives as a gift to the owner peace, freedom, and joy that is above our understanding and that can be received and owned as a gift from God by His grace. God calls man to these springs, and so we have been called also at these summer services. His call has sounded. Everyone is welcome here to this service area and also listening online. All of you, dear friends, are warmly welcome here to this service also. Our prayer is that God's word would care and touch and heal all of us today. When this celebration ended, Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. But in the morning, he returned, as the gospel tells us, to the temple and began to teach. There were many listeners, as there are also in this service tent. And I know outside of this tent and listening online as well, you, brother and sister, have wanted to pause around God's word to listen and to receive it into your heart. But in the middle of this, could we call it a sermon or a service moment? In the middle of this, a lady was brought forth. The scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in the act of adultery. So suddenly this service moment moved or changed. As Jesus was asked for an answer, they asked, what would you say about this situation? They said that you certainly know that the law of Moses says that the judgment of adultery is stoning and death. Jesus was put, could we say, with his back against the wall. As we remember, Jesus was put into a similar situation also when he was asked that, is it right that we pay Caesar, the Roman Caesar, taxes? Caesar, who had with his army taken over the entire area where Jesus lived, and
maksaa tuolle miehittäjä vallalle ja sen myötä keisarille.
And
kysyjät tiesivät, että jos Jeesus vastaa,
they asked that, what is, was it right to pay taxes to this occupying power, and by extension to Caesar? Those who asked knew that if Jesus answered yes, he could be accused of being unpatriotic. But if Jesus said, answered and refused to pay the tax, then he could report it to the authorities. What did Jesus say? He asked for the coin and asked for the amount of taxes. And when he had received the denarius, he asked whose picture is on this coin. And those who were asking the question had to admit that there is the picture of Caesar. And Jesus then said, as is familiar to many of us, give unto Caesar that which is Caesar's, and give unto God that which belongs to God. It was a similar situation now.
Aviorikoksesta kiinni otetun naisen kohdalla.
What happens to a woman caught in the act of adultery? Do we say straight that it's clear that the law of Moses commands that we should stone this woman? Even though it was written in the law of Moses, it's there.
Roomalainen oikeuskäytäntö ei antanut lupaa kivitykseen.
But yet, even then, the law of the Romans didn't give permission to stone someone to death. The Jews didn't have this authority to judge. Permission always had to be sought from the governor. If Jesus had given permission immediately to stone this woman, he would have acted in a way against the law of the Romans, and he could have been reported to the authorities. But if he had directly gone against this judgment that is according to the law of Moses, he could in turn have been accused of belittling God's will and the law of Moses and the commandments. For this reason, Jesus didn't say anything immediately. He didn't answer right away to this question. But what did he do? He wrote on the ground.
Sitä Raamattu ei kerro.
What did he write? The Bible doesn't tell.
Usein tämän Raamatun tekstin äärellä on laitettu profeetta Jeremian kirjan luvun 17
the kaikki words of Jeremiah from the 7th chapter are read. All who forsake you will be a miserable end. For those who forsake you will vanish like names written in the dust. For they have forsaken the Lord, the fount of living water. Or as it's stated in an older edition of the Bible, those who forsake me will be written in the dust. This is the only passage in the Bible that says that Jesus wrote anything. Much has certainly been written about Jesus. It's written here in the Bible, also outside the Bible. Much good has been written of him, but also much bad. Much has also been spoken of Jesus. We continue to do so today. At these summer services, we want to speak of Jesus, our Lord and Redeemer. We want to speak good of him. But we know also that in our time there are many who speak evil of Jesus and do so deliberately. They want to speak ill of those also who believe in Jesus. When Jesus was pressed further for an answer, this question of what should be done to this woman, Jesus answered, straightened up and spoke these words that have also become familiar to us. The words have been referred to in many situations, even in daily life. When Jesus said,
"Se teistä, joka ei ole tehnyt syntiä, heittäköön ensimmäisen kiven."
He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her.
Heittäköön ensimmäisen kiven.
He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her.
Olihan Jeesus jo välittömästi noiden paikalle tulleiden saavuttua ymmärtänyt, mistä on kyse.
Jesus had certainly immediately understood this situation when the Pharisees and scribes brought this, dragged this woman before Jesus. Jesus understood that there was no witness with them. There was not even the husband of this woman. This situation had been deliberately constructed so that now, if ever, Jesus would be able to be tied up in his words. He would be able to be arrested and receive the judgment of death. It happened according to this way, but sometime later, it was not yet time.
Mooseksen mukaan, jos ylipäätään kivitystuomio toteutettaisiin,
according to the law of Moses, if stoning was to occur, the first person who should, or the person who should cast the first stone would be the person who had witnessed the act. But now Jesus, with those words, wanted to reveal reality.
Ja minkä todellisuuden keskellä me tänäkin päivänä jokainen
of where these people were and the reality of where we are even today.
Jumalanpalveluksen alussa.
Today, in the beginning of our worship service, we confess to our Heavenly Father that we sin against the good and holy will of God, our Heavenly Father, constantly, in words, thoughts, and omissions. None of us can say that we have not and we do not sin. God's word makes this clear, that all of us carry with us the inheritance of sin. We all can commit evil. It can be seen even in children. This inclination means that we fall into sin, even if we would not wish to. For this reason, as it is familiar in Zion, we say that we are sinful by nature, but we are granted mercy as sinners by God. Through faith, we are able to partake of that grace and forgiveness. And through faith, we are able to partake in the care of God's kingdom and the fellowship of grace and forgiveness. These words of Jesus, or around these words of Jesus, as the gospel says, one after another, these accusers had to leave, beginning with the eldest, so that remaining was only the woman and Jesus. In this version of the Bible, it doesn't speak, but in other versions, it often says that these accusers had to admit they knew in their hearts that they were also guilty. This is important to note, that at least in this situation, these accusers who were in a way attacking Jesus felt a prick in their heart, and they had to admit that none of them could be one to stone. None of them could cast the first stone. Brothers and sisters, we are gathered, or as we gather around God's word, we have learned that heaven, as it were, was placed deep within us and our hearts. Often we speak to confirmation class students that our conscience is the voice of God within us, but this conscience doesn't work if God's word, or if we are constantly deaf to God's word and refuse to obey it, and if we do not act in accordance with it, it will soon be the case that we will no longer hear God's word or God's voice. Our conscience will harden, and it will be as a young man mentioned when he was questioned, when he had behaved violently toward an elderly person, when he was asked, why did you do this.
Nuori mies totesi, ei
tule
ei ollut enää minkäänlaista tuntoa sisimmässä.
Person who was not at fault. But the young man replied, I don't feel anything. I didn't feel anything within my heart that I had acted in a wrong way. If a person would be in this situation, it feels sorrowful. For this reason, even today, God's word urges us to hear God's voice, to care for our conscience. How do we care for this? The conscience is cared for through God's word. The conscience is cared for there where God's word is present, where God's word is preached and can guide man's or one's choices and life. Then faith and a good conscience will be preserved when you can live of mercy and own this forgiveness of sins that removes all wrong deeds. But there where God's gospel cannot heal people or care for people, their hearts, then the conscience ceases to function. As God's word tells us, with these accusers who approached Jesus, they were not obedient to God's will. Instead, they were carrying out their own selfish ambitions, and they wanted to accuse Jesus, who was, or accuse the innocent. But as they were doing this, they unknowingly or unwittingly carried out God's will. The redemption plan of God was that Jesus would suffer on behalf of all of our sins, and through the death on the cross, he would redeem all of our wrong deeds and rebuild the connection to God that has been broken through sin, and through the resurrection, he prepares the way to life that never ends, where God himself will wipe away our last tears. And for this reason, Jesus wanted to this woman who had been dragged before him, he wanted to give this merciful judgment. When we think that in this moment, when the accusers had left, Jesus could have preached the forgiveness of sins to this woman, and in this way free this woman from the burden of her sins. And it's important to notice what Jesus said in the end to this woman: go and sin no more. Jesus admitted that this woman had sinned before God and her near ones. Jesus did not reject this thought or avoid the issue. Jesus was fulfilling the mission he had come to carry out. When Jesus had discussed with Nicodemus, he spoke of how much God has loved this world, so much so that he gave his only son, so that no one should have to perish, but could have eternal life.
Sitä, joka uskoo häneen, ei tuomita, mutta se, joka ei usko, on jo tuomittu.
God did not send his son in the world to bring judgment on it, but to provide salvation. Whosoever believes in him will not be subjected to judgment, but he who does not believe has already been judged, because they have not believed in God's only son. Jesus' mission was to come and have, bring mercy and salvation to people. Even the man who had an incurable illness, he was unable to move. Jesus saw his very soul and heart.
Jesus,
without even a request, Jesus wanted to heal this man because he knew what this man in the very end needed. Of course, he was cured of temporal sicknesses, perhaps many, but most importantly, he had peace in his heart. And he longed for the forgiveness of his sins. For this reason, Jesus forgave all of his sins. And to this man, Jesus yet said, go and sin no more, so that still worse would not happen to you. When Jesus said this, to the man, he, in the same way to this woman, he taught of mercy. Even this day, grace teaches us. God's holy word guides. Isn't it so that God's word through his Spirit encourages us to repent from sin, to ask for forgiveness, to give forgiveness, and to also believe forgiveness, and in this way preserve our faith and a clean conscience before God? It is a beautiful matter that even though repentance is such a difficult matter, it's possible. In God's kingdom, it is still possible. For this reason, at these summer services, again and again, the call of the gospel has sounded. The call to repent and to own the forgiveness of sins. The same call, the same invitation, the same encouragement is here now, in this worship service. For this reason, dear friend, if there is one listening who wishes to have peace in their heart and God's grace, you wish for the forgiveness of your sins, take heart and believe. Receive this blessing.
Jeesuksen, Kristuksen, ristin kuoleman ja ylösnousemuksen tähden tuo vapahtaja Jeesuksen nimessä ja kolkatalla vuotaneessa sovintoveressä saat uskoa synnit anteeksi.
Through this crucifixion and resurrection, you can, and the blood shed on Golgotha, you can believe that your sins are forgiven. And brother and sister, under many temptations. Be encouraged also to believe this blessing of the kingdom of God, and this, and in this promise that in God's precious blood and redeeming blood, all sins, doubts, and temptations are forgiven. Be at peace. God Himself, the Heavenly Father, through His Word, bless us and His congregation in all the days of our lives. To Him be thanks and glory now and forever. Let us rise to recite the Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead.
Istuu Jumalan, Isän kaikkivaltiaan oikealla puolella, ja on sieltä tuleva tuomitsemaan eläviä ja kuolleita. Ja pyhään henkeen,
He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.